Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time today, where we're talking about God is the source of beauty. God being the source of beauty in our lives. He's the one that's supposed to beautify our lives, spirit, soul, physical body. He's also the one to provide the beautiful solutions in our lives to the problems that we're facing. Often we try to beautify ourselves. We try to solve our own problems. And what I've learned more and more is the more I try to jump in and solve my own problems, I just create side effects and more problems when I do that. But when God is the source of beauty and he provides these beautiful solutions for us, it begins to create a ripple effect for good in our lives. But let's get started with prayer and then we'll dive into this a little bit more on God being the source of beauty for our lives. So if you're new to us here, the way we start these daily communions is with a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion for today. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I thank you that you are beautiful, that you are the source of beauty in our lives. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do what's right and best in your eyes today, this day, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer here. I believe you start implementing this process, that 2-minute prayer, and taking a few minutes to do the other half of prayer each day. Taking a few minutes just to examine yourself, make sure you're positioned in the light, examining your emotions, your mindsets, what you're meditating on, what you're thinking on, and examining whether you're doing the things that you know to do and your attitude while you do those. You start examining those things every day, staying tuned into his voice and his leading. It's going to lead you to this beautiful place. And for some of you, I know you guys have been following along. I don't know if you're actually doing the communions each day. But I think there's something very powerful that happens, not just the listening, but the actual taking of communion each day. Something very powerful that happens. I don't fully have words for it just yet. But the other half of prayer, first step, let's get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear son, into the kingdom of Jesus. But that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness of sins, that forgiveness and grace and love and mercy has got to flow through us, which means it's got to be received from God. Then we got to give that same grace and mercy to ourselves. We often beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and put all this pressure on ourselves, and we're blocking the flow of what God wants to do in our lives, taking that pressure off of ourselves. And just that very simple receiving it from God. Just thank you, God. Just start thanking Him and praising Him. Thanksgiving and praise are one of the greatest expressions of faith. And everything we receive from God has to be received by faith. God being the source of beauty in our lives, it's got to be received by faith. And we got to get out of the way. We got to learn to get ourselves out of the way, to take that pressure off ourselves, and then let that grace and mercy and love and beauty, let that flow through us to other people. Where we forgive other people, we forgive ourselves, give them the same grace and mercy that God has given us. And that's how we begin to walk in that light, to position ourselves in the light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to get it growing brighter and brighter on the inside of us. And to magnify that light, think about a magnifying glass. You're looking at it intently. And as you look at it through that glass, it gets magnified. It gets bigger. As you focus and concentrate on it, it gets bigger. So we got to begin to magnify that light. We got to begin to meditate it, to speak it, to think about it, to imagine it, that we're in the light. And one of the greatest ways to do that is to ramp up your praise, your thanksgiving, your worship of God, to staying focused on Him, seeking after Him, meditating on that, meditating on His word, meditating on scriptures, on His goodness, on His love for you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you, that He will never fail you, He'll never let you down, He'll never leave you or forsake you, that nothing's impossible for Him. He can make all grace and beauty abound to you. So having all sufficiency in all times, you can abound to every good work. And just meditating on that, staying in that positioning of thanksgiving. Think thanksgiving and gratitude. If we get that right, it's one of the greatest things that keeps us positioned in the light. But the problem is often we get focused on darkness. There's issues and problems in life. And we begin to focus on them. We begin to talk about them. We begin to meditate on them, to roll them over and over in your mind. And here's the thing that happens. The more you roll that over and over in your mind, the more the problem grows bigger on the inside of you. Whichever one you're magnifying is going to begin to grow bigger on the inside of you. So we got to keep our hearts and our minds positioned in the light. Easiest way, simplest way, gratitude. Staying in a disposition of thankfulness continually. And I'm learning this more and more. Either we are thankful or we're not. Either we're focused on light or we're focused on darkness. Either we're grateful or we're not. There's no in between. There's no gray area. So if we're not in a position of thankfulness, that automatically puts us into a position of being focused on darkness. Ramping up your gratefulness, your thanksgiving, can keep you positioned in the light. So what are some things that you are thankful for today? Just taking a few minutes to write them down. And I think these things need to be not just thought about. They need to be physically expressed through your body, which means what? You can speak about it. You could write it down. They need to come out of you to have their full effect, I think. So what are some things that you're grateful for today? Taking a few minutes to speak them, to write it down, or both. And what is going well in our life? We can fix our mind, whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. What are the things that are going well? How far has God already brought you in your life? Sometimes we get caught up looking at how far we still have to go or all the things that we still have to do out here. And that can look big and overwhelming, and it can grow bigger on the inside of us as well. But if we begin to grow bigger, to magnify how far God has already brought us, what He's already done in our lives, what Jesus has already bought and paid for in our lives, we begin to magnify that. That can grow bigger and bigger as well. And you'll gain encouragement from that. It's one of the greatest ways to encourage yourself in the Lord. And then as you get positioned in the light, with gratitude, with thankfulness. The side effect of that is peace and joy come right along with it. Peace and joy come right along with it. God has given us His peace, His supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. He's given us His joy, the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And in His presence, there's fullness of joy. I like to think of faith and peace are like a pair. They come together. Whenever I get in true single-minded faith of magnifying the light more than the problem, magnifying that light, single-minded focus on the light, peace comes along with it. So if we're lacking peace, we have stress, anxiety, worry, we're dreading the future, we have fear about an uncertain future. Those are all cues. Those are all signals. I'm focused on the wrong thing. You got to get back focused on the light. And sometimes we get it going good throughout the day, but then something pops up in the day and it gets our attention focused on these issues or problems and we lose that. And we got to work on getting it where it's sustained throughout the day. And this is a practice. It's not something anybody else can do for you. This is a practice to stay focused on the light. It also puts you into this position of humility, and God gives grace to the humble. So then as you focus on today, staying positioned in the light, what do you know to do today? I've heard some people put it this way. It's important to walk in the light that you have. As our light grows brighter and brighter, we can see more and more of what to do in our lives. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unclear on, not the things you're uncertain on, maybe out in the future. What do you know to do this day, today? Making a quick plan, making a list. What are the things you know to get done today? Might be some administrative things, things in your workplace, things around the house. Maybe there's some things stacking up on the inside. Like, I know I need to do that. I just haven't done it yet. What are the things that you know to do? Maybe there's something you've been procrastinating on. Taking a few minutes just to write down a quick list. And then I want you to focus today on executing those things, getting them cleared out on the inside of you. Because as you clear out the things that you know to do, often they're blocking our mental clarity and our ability to hear as clearly from God. And you get to this place where we're walking in the light that we have, and you're doing it with what? Good attitude, thankfulness, peace, joy, confidence in God, because He's there with you, helping you to execute those things. Whatever God is prompting in your life, He's going to be there to help you to walk it out. You don't have to do it on your own, because He is the source of beauty. And then we got to take a couple minutes to get still and to listen for God's leading in our lives each day. Staying tuned into His voice. It's His voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. What's God speaking to you today? Just taking a few minutes, get still and to listen. Just ask this very simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me over the last 24 hours? And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. I believe recording your journey is one of the most important things that you can do. As God begins to teach you and to train you and to show you new vision and direction for your life, recording your journey is one of the greatest things that you can do. So I've been working on a new book for a little while. And one of the themes of the book is that God is the source of beauty. Like we said, often we try to beautify ourselves. We try to come up with beautiful solutions to the problems that we face in our lives. And I've learned more and more, the more I try to solve my own issues, the more side effects and other problems it just creates. When we allow God to bring these beautiful solutions to us and to flow them through us in our lives, we find out that God is truly the source of beauty. And something I'm talking about in this new book I'm working on is that God is the source of beautiful solution. A beautiful solution is a solution to a need or a problem that you have in your life that creates a ripple effect for good across every area of life, and it truly sets you free. But the problem is the solutions we come up with, let's say we got a problem in the workplace, and we jump in and we try to solve it ourselves. And then it just leads to side effects and more issues that we weren't expecting. We got to learn to allow God to be the source of beauty in our lives. So let's take a look at some of this. You may be wondering, does God really want my life to be beautiful? Is God really the source of beauty? So let's take a look at some scriptures. I started just finding some scriptures on beauty and the word beautiful in the Bible. 1 Peter 3:4 in the Amplified says, "Let it be the inward adorning beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of God." In Mark 14:16, when the woman pours very expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus, the disciples start giving her a hard time, but Jesus says the following, "She did a beautiful thing for me." She did something beautiful for me. In Exodus 28:2, the people were told, when they were making the clothes for the priests, God told the people, "Make the clothes for the priests, make them for glory and for beauty." Isaiah 61:3, God promises to us, "I want to bestow on them a crown of beauty for ashes." He wants to give us a crown of beauty for ashes. Then it continues, Isaiah 62:3, "You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God." Psalms 27:4 says, "To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord." God is beautiful. I think one of the things we need to realize is that God is the source of beauty. He is beautiful himself. And everything that's beautiful and every perfect gift that we see comes from above. That he is the source of beauty. Think about, what is the alternative? The devil. And God actually made Satan, Lucifer, he made him beautiful. But because of his beauty, he got full of pride and tried to exalt himself above God. But God made him beautiful as well. Zechariah 9:17, "For how great is God's goodness, how great is his beauty." How great is his beauty. Psalms 34:5, "Those who look to him," look to God, "are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed." So God is the source of beauty. We have to learn how to receive this from him, to receive these beautiful solutions. That is, look, as Psalms 27:4, "To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord." As we fix our eyes and our hearts and our minds on him, we just keep seeking him, keep seeking after him, to gaze upon him. He transforms us. Think about Moses. Moses' face was shining with the glory of God. His face was radiant. Like Psalms 34 says, "Those who look to him are radiant." Looking on him, the source of beauty. I'm thinking of, there's this story in the Old Testament where Jacob has been getting mistreated by his father-in-law, Laban. And Laban keeps changing his wages. He's making him work out in the fields. He keeps cheating him and deceiving him. And God gives Jacob this vision or this dream where he has the animals, when they're mating, when they're breeding, and all of that, but whenever they were in the field, they were facing the animals that had spotted and speckled colors on them. And whenever they did that, and he also peeled back some sticks, and they're looking at these sticks with the spots and the speckles on them. Whatever they were looking at, they gave birth to that kind of colored animal. Whatever they were looking at, they were transformed into. And the next thing you know, God used that as a strategy for Jacob, where basically Jacob grew very wealthy. It was all about what they were looking at. So to gaze upon the beauty, for us to receive these beautiful solutions in our life, to receive God's beauty, just to gaze upon Him, fix our hearts and our minds upon Him. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just a time to be receiving this from God, that He is the source of beauty in our lives. So Heavenly Father, I just thank You for Your beauty. I thank You that You are the source of beauty. Every beautiful and perfect thing that we see comes from You. Father, we're just asking for You to be the source of beauty in our lives, Lord. Just believe and we receive that from You today. As we keep our eyes, we look to You, we keep our eyes on You, gaze upon Your beauty, Lord. That You're transforming us with ever-increasing glory. We just thank You for that. Thank You for Your steadfast, unfailing love for us. That nothing is impossible for You. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is My body broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He told His disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Then He makes you holy in God's sight. It makes you righteous and perfect in God's sight. That He is the source of beauty. And He wants to beautify your life. He wants to give you a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Receiving it from Him today. That because of what Jesus did, we've got God wanting to do so much in our lives. Father, we just thank You for this bread and what it represents. And we ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. And He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. God is light. God is love. God is light. In the light, that's where the beauty is. As you begin to walk in the light, you keep your eyes fixed on Him. You begin to walk in that light. Jesus says, if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Staying in that position of just thankfulness and gratitude that God is with you. He's for you. We've got this covenant relationship with Him. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's continually working for your good. You keep your eyes fixed on Him. And just trust that He's the source of beauty in your life. I'm just thinking, in the Christian world, we often get focused on, sometimes we shun the idea of beauty. We want just, you know, you go back to this story here. When the woman pours the perfume on Jesus' feet, the disciples start giving her a hard time. But Jesus says, "She did a beautiful thing for Me." To get our lives to this place where it's highly functional, we're in a healthy place, but it's also beautiful. And taking our relationship with God, not just to a healthy place, but a beautiful place. One of the concepts in this book I've been thinking about is just these three levels. You might go from an unhealthy place in some things or an unfunctional place, dysfunctional place. And you might get to a healthy place. But then there's another level. To get to this beautiful place. And that doesn't mean you don't have issues. There will still be issues and problems in life, but we can respond to them in a beautiful way. With poise and grace and beauty, even when under pressure. So Father, we just thank You for this cup. And just all that You've done and are doing for us in our lives. And we ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. I think to receive these beautiful solutions of God, one of the greatest things it takes is trust. It takes trust to allow God to be the source of this, rather than trying to figure it out and to make it happen ourselves. It takes trust in Him for Him to be the source of beauty. And so here's what we can do. Stay focused on the light. Keep your eyes gazing on the light. Think about God is light. As we focus on the light, we're focused on Him. Gaze upon Him. He's going to make you radiant. He's going to give you a crown of beauty for ashes. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.